Oh my. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Bridge and Wisdom. Hosted by Kathy Hill Cook.
Thank you, darling. I had to swallow. I'm sorry. I'm Russian and I shouldn't do that.
No problem.
Welcome. We are on the air. Tonight we have with us Chantel. She is a beautiful soul. She has got the most wonderful feeling when you talk to her. She is a profound, gifted person. She works with Paul Roberts that was supposed to be with us tonight. Hey, she is his assistant. She's been on over 300 ghost hunts. She has many stories to tell, especially one that I'm going to leave it to her because she hasn't told me yet, but she died in the water in a sea turtle saved her life and brought her back up to surface. So with that, Michael Goger's with us tonight, the profound, most profound metaphysical gifted intuitive in the world. Wow. And me, myself, Kathy Hill Cook. And please, you know, we're just all human. I just, let's just get with it. Hey, Chantel.
Hi. Yes, that story that you're talking about was in Oahu, and it was the most incredible experience at that point in my life. I was playing Blue Lagoon, and I was about 15 feet out, but I didn't realize that there was no barrier reef, and I saw this huge darting shadow coming towards me, and I got so scared. I was trying to swim back to shore because it was not that far, 15 feet away, and it was a drop, and I got caught in a
riptide.
Yes, and it was like a treadmill, and I was swimming as hard as I could, and I wasn't going anywhere. And then the water had taken me under, and I wouldn't say I died, but I almost drowned. And the water was filling up, and I was so scared. And then I felt something. That shadow was actually the sea turtle, and I thought it was a shark initially. And when I was under the water, it actually lifted me out of the riptide or whatever, whirlpool, and it held me out of the water, and it was paddling just as fast as I could, and the sea turtle was paddling, and then I could see the lifeguard coming, and he was in his little quad, he was jamming towards me, and I was still, like, struggling and trying to get towards shore, and I felt so bad because I was panicking, and I kept going under the water, but the turtle had stayed with me the whole time. He kept me out of the water. He kept me above. I was, like, kind of on his back, but kicking him. I kind of felt bad about that. But then the lifeguard came, and he got to his waist, and he said he couldn't go in any further because he would drown. And then I extended my arm, and he extended his arm, and he pulled me in by the tips of his fingers, and he pulled me in, and the turtle, he didn't notice it yet, and the turtle actually, like, was right there. You could see him, and he kind of stayed with us for a few minutes, and then he was really shocked, and he was like, "That's not normal. This is your animal totem. He saved you because you're going to have longevity." And he went into his culture and what the turtle had meant to him in the Hawaiian culture.
What did he say to you? Because I've got an analogy, because I am fascinated with sea turtles. So is Michael. That's one of both of our totems.
Yeah.
He said that in Hawaii, when a child's born, they will have an experience with an animal, whether it's a shark or a stingray, a turtle, or some sort of animal, and that's their guide, their spiritual guide, and their animal totem, and basically the protector. And the turtle chose me, I guess, because now I will have a long life. And at that point, I had, this was in 2007, I had 3 near-death experiences. So for me, and he did not know me. He didn't know any of my experience. He was just, the lifeguard on the beach. And it kind of opened my eyes and kind of took away the fear that I had from my previous bad experiences.
Uh-huh.
So what did the turtle...
Well, let, I've got a lot of information on it because that has been with me since I was a child. And I had to take a circle, every symbolic, you know, like a sphere, a circle, a triangle, a rectangle, a square, a line, all the shapes in pottery class. And I had to make something, and everybody was making these funky little things, you know, but it had to make sense. And I took the circle and made it flat, and that was the base. Then I took the box and made like an egg being birthed out of the box, and then the turtle came out. Anyway, and then its fins are the triangles, you know, and the head is the sphere. But to me, that was birthing of new beginnings. And then that was back in 1997. I didn't really know what it meant, but with my spirit, it is the energy which equals the sand, which equals every person on this planet is like a grain of sand. That's how many people. So that's why the energy is the sand, which equals people. And then on the back of it, I wrote, sand is the birth. And that's the evolving. And then we come and pull full circle. And the egg is an evenly yolked, which is a birth of the new beginnings, and hatched within ourselves. We become self-aware. And the sand turtle is its shell is like proportioned within a day. When God moves over the vast, he said, vast equals hatch, which equals yolk. And then mating, he mated the heavens and the earth. And so that's how he made the sea, was the first form of life, and the sea was the sea turtle.
Oh, wow.
I know. So you got like a new beginning, everything.
And you know, during that part of my life, it definitely was a new beginning. That's my, after that, shortly after that, I started, you know, accepting who I was and my gifts. And the life that I lived before, the proper married for 23 year life that I wanted to fit in everybody else's box, I began to become more comfortable in my own skin and do the ghost hunts. And so it was a new beginning.
Oh, yeah. Would you say you became more paranormal and more open, Chantel, after that experience? I'm being shown.
My whole life, I've had paranormal experiences. Well, and I don't know if that was because of my mother. And all the women in my family have had paranormal experiences. But it made me, I guess at that point, feel not afraid. Like the fear I had that I was robbed and almost in a coma and all these horrible things, and I was so devastated, and that kind of let me know, like, I could be in the middle of the ocean and then, you know, I will get a sea turtle to save me from drowning, that I'm safe no matter where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Living with fear is horrible.
Let me explain to Michael. Yesterday, remember I told you I talked to a young lady that was it December the 2nd?
Yeah.
Chantel? That five people in your family had passed away on the same day at age 57?
The women, it's, we're mostly women, but we, a lot of people have passed away December 1st, actually, okay. December 1st. At the age of 57.
Age 57, and they were all Pisces.
Yeah.
Amazing.
What do you pick up on that, Michael?
I feel like they're still, I feel like they're all around her, to be honest with you. I feel like two of them are guides, or two or three of the, were they all females?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Two or three of them are guides trying to work with you. And pay attention. I don't know if you're a dream interpreter or you're working in dreams, but I would definitely pay attention to my dreams. Have a recorder handy and record anything that you remember, because you're going to start experiencing a lot of information through dreams, if not already.
I have a hard time remembering dreams, but that's a good idea to record or to journal.
Which is a good thing, because when you start...
I'm one of them that talks in my sleep, Chantel, and I keep a recorder beside me all the time.
Yeah. Overwhelmingly expansion of consciousness and pulling in through...
Could you talk up a little bit, Michael?
I was saying there's overwhelming expansion of consciousness with Chantel.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, and doing exactly what she's supposed to be doing. I'm worried about a health issue, though, Chantel. Is somebody close to you ill, or have you just recovered from something, or is there anything like that going around with you?
Health-wise,
it's almost like you wouldn't have to try to think of it. Have you been ill, or somebody around you, close to you, been ill?
Not ill, but my daughter's pregnant. Is that what you're...
Oh, wow! Look at the sea turtle. Look at your mother. Look at all that evenly yolk. Look at the yolk. Look at the egg. Mm-hmm. And the sea turtle meaning new birth, new beginnings. Wow.
Yeah.
Lucky is that?
Yeah.
And then I pick up a lot of... I've become so empathic, especially the more I open myself up. So I have sympathy, I give sympathy, pains, and, from being the mother.
Yeah. Well, I know it runs in the family, and I feel like the one that's having the baby and the baby wind up working with you.
Chantel, for the active listening audience, let's give a little rundown of what you do. Mm-hmm. You know how you're a student, right? And you're a mother, and you're a new grandmother to be, as well as you do what, 300 or so ghost hunts?
Yes, we have people that call HPI, and Paul will go
out with Miss Shannon, right?
Yes, with Shannon, and it's a wonderful, wonderful group of people. And basically, a lot of the times, it's the people that pass away, like the deceased aunt that's worried about the niece. So a lot of our spirits are actually family members that are worried about the family members that are left. They sometimes have messages. We had a case in Paradise, which was, it was incredible.
And that's BBS Radio's home.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, for BBS Radio, we're live with Don and Doug Newsom and Seth Hendrick.
There was a woman there. She had two kids. They lived in a trailer. The trailer was not hooked up properly, and it had too strong of an EMF field. The sister had passed away previously, a few months, not too long ago. And she came to the sister in dreams, like Michael was talking about. She came to her in dreams and said, fix electricity. Fix your electricity. It's dangerous. Fix the electricity. And then when we went there, our team had actually, when we did the EMF, we use it, to see if we could find spirits. We use it that way, too. But it was 6 feet away from the wall, and it was going off the entire length of the wall. She had already called PG&E out. PG&E came in and put energy-efficient light sockets, but there was something wrong with the casing inside the walls. And her daughter's head was right there, which that could cause hallucinations, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, wow,
and
my gosh.
It's very dangerous. And the aunt from the afterworld came back and warned the mother, and then they brought us out, and we discovered that there was all kinds of problems in this house. And then the aunt the nephew was talking to the aunt on EVP, and he had said...
Explain to the active listening audience what an EVP is, if you don't mind.
An EVP is basically you take a recorder and you speak to the spirit, and then you catch it on the tape, which is electric voice phenomenon.
Okay. And so it's not like a regular tape recorder. That's Michael was picking up tape recordings and stuff. That's why I'm trying to connect this.
See how he said
about the dream, and he said keep a tape recorder with you. See the connection. He was reading into that particular incident. I do believe, Michael. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, for you, because maybe she's got a connection for you to start using the dreams in a tape recorder as well.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Michael, you just unfolded her entire story. Well, told you
that's
he was good.
You're very good.
Surrounded.
He is excellent. He just told you your whole story that brought to your, and she said ill, and which was the, oh, man.
And transition abound. Also,
the balance of the trailer.
Expansion not only in consciousness, but in influence and the finances and business, especially between now and the month of October, is really active and expansive. And you're going to be working with three relatives. I don't know if you work with your daughter now, but I got a feeling you may be working with the one that's expecting and the baby too. Is it a female or is they
the baby is
going
to be a boy?
It's a boy.
Little boy. Okay.
Well, it's going to be in arts and entertainment, and I feel like the three of us work together at some point in your future. Do you ever work with your daughter at all?
I used to have a mailing shipping store, and she was one of my employees at one point. So yes.
Wow.
I feel like this goes
very good, Michael.
This goes paranormally too, because.
Could you speak up, Michael? I'm having a hard time hearing you, babe.
Well, it goes paranormal.
Paranormal.
I'm getting that echo
now. Well, I hear you great. Now, Michael, when you saw that with her daughter, mm-hmm. and her and the baby, mm-hmm. do you see? I keep seeing with her a lot of art, like she's to draw or to create with her hands again. Like that's her expression because she holds. Do you mind us giving you a little intuitive, Chantel?
No, sure, I love it.
Okay, that you're holding a lot inside. That's why I feel like you pick up and want to help other people so much, like homeless people or whatever, and bring them into your home, because you're holding everything inside of expression that's so deep, as deep as the ocean. That the only way to express it is through nonverbal, which is through the, art field. Do you see that, Michael?
Oh, absolutely. Surrounded with arts, entertainment.
I mean fine arts, like in institute, like shows. This is like really intense art.
Yeah. And Chantel, I know absolutely nothing about you.
The only thing I told Michael was I had talked to a lady that had five, and it was right after we hung up, remember? And I told you I was going to go talk to Michael. It was that somebody died, that you had several people die on the same day and that they were the same age. That's all I told him. I didn't say anything about, anything. He's just a really,
right.
I knew how intense you were with gifts. And that's why I asked Michael. He's very hard to get a hold of and air with me or anybody for that given matter. Cause he's so busy with his, it's hard. So I we're lucky we got him. So take advantage, let him see what he sees, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, not at all. I actually am enjoying it. Very hopeful.
I don't remember, Tassie, I don't remember you even telling me that.
It was right when I had a stomachache. I had a very bad stomachache last night. And I said, oh, I met the neatest lady. That's all I said to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I went to bed. We both went to bed.
Right, right. And she dragged
my Chantel and the active listening audience. Michael and I are very, very close, as most of you, you know that. But Michael will be here the 29th to visit. So,
well, you know, I have my oldest sister. She's actually here, and if you'd like to talk to her, she's very gifted as well. Like I said, all the
well, put her. Can you put yourself on speaker?
Yes.
Talk to all
yes.
of you.
I'm not. This phone is sort of silly, but she has two bizarrely a turtle story, and see if Michael could pick up some of the stuff about her. Hold on,
okay.
Michael. Her name is Monique.
Let me explain to the active listening audience who we're talking to. Paul Roberts, he was to be with us tonight, and he aired last week on Bridging Wisdom. This is his assistant, as well as she's talking about the company that she works with. The producer is going to be on air next week, Shannon. So we've got a good lineup here. We're trying to coincide together on Bridging Wisdom, because we're bridging some wisdom. I don't know really anything about the paranormal except for that I've got them all in my house, as Michael has seen.
This is Monique, and I'm going to go ahead and put her on the phone with you.
Okay. Hey, Monique.
Hello.
How you doing, Monique? Monique?
Hi, Monique. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself, sir?
Doing good. You can call me Tassie or Kathy. And this is Michael. And Dawn and Seth of BBS are in the background, as well as the engineer Seth. So they're in Paradise, and I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. Michael's in New York.
New York.
Wonderful. Well, pleasure to meet everybody.
Thank you. If you could speak up a little bit, that would be great.
Okay.
Tell us your turtle stories.
My turtle story. My turtle story actually happened in about 2003. I was driving back off of the Coastal 101 in California between Humboldt and Lake County. And what had happened was there had been a fire a couple months prior. The rains had came down many times after a fire. There's a lot of rocks and debris that sometimes fall onto country roads. As that had happened, I was trying to drive carefully so I did not cause an accident or wanted to be in one. And one of the rocks I drove over, I heard a pop, and it scared me to death because I thought it was a turtle. Oh. And in fact, I saw a turtle, and it was able to go aside from the road, so I felt better. But I drove caution after that. Something inside of my head was drive slow.
So let me, wait, I want to understand something. You thought you ran over a rock, and then you were concerned, concerned that you ran over a turtle.
Correct.
Okay, and then you saw the turtle. Is there a lot of turtles around there?
Not necessarily. This was like maybe two that I have seen out in the wild since I've been little.
Were they little or big?
Well, it was about the size of probably a 10 to 15 pound, what I thought was like a round rock.
Wow. See, we don't have that here. That's amazing.
So I was fortunate because its little shell did not get harmed and he was okay. So if that says anything about the disparity that the shell had had, but with that, my heart was wide open, and I just had a lot of concern to be cautious. Well, about another 40 miles later on, I saw another interesting thing, that I still had the turtle in mind. Part of the roads were washed out, and they were trying to clean up once again because of the previous fire. So with the grass and the trees being gone and having many mountains to the side of these roads, it could be quite dangerous at times. Well, the next thing animal that I saw was what appeared to be an elk or a very
angelic looking deer with like a buck with antlers. As I drove closer to this speaking turtle, slower, slower, and the cars are now honking behind me, and I'm still following my instinct at going slower, this elk deer animal all of a sudden turned into a sign that said caution. That moment. Yeah, caution. And it was bent up, and it went from appearing to be an animal to actually being a sign.
That is something else.
The most interesting thing happened as I was looking at the sign going, wait a second, this was a deer. I saw it. It looked like it was going to jump in the road. I was not going to hit anything in nature. Right then, a boulder larger than my car came crashing down off the cliff and missed me. And the 20 cars behind me that were very angry that I would not go any further because I was following the sign of the turtle. So that was my story.
All I've got to say is I've got goosebumps coming out I've never had. I'm telling you what. And I also know that no matter what, a turtle maybe ends the race last, but it always knows exactly where it's been and gone. And it all, you know, with the turtle and the hare, you know, that story, the turtle always finishes last, but it always is the smartest. And also a turtle continuously, you can take one out of the side of the road and put it a different direction. It will go back in the same direction as it is set out to do. So you are very, very strongly in your path and you're, you know, you've got your head straight and you know where you're going and your gifts are just amazing. That's just amazing. Michael, what do you pick up on that?
Well, like I said before, it runs in the family.
And your metaphysical totem is a deer and also a turtle and the
Sasquatch.
Eagle. Yeah.
An eagle and a Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm.
That surprised me.
And two turtles with two sisters. What do you see there?
Well, there's more. I feel like it's a symbolic symbol of sisterhood. I feel like not the
almost just, like they're one and the same.
Well, it's like a soul group of healers and seers and sensitives, from what I'm feeling. And this child that's coming is also going to be a sensitive. I don't remember who Chantel said was having a child, but.
Her daughter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just like Ashley had. No, I mean, I tell you what, I understand her feelings with her daughter being pregnant because I just went through that, Chantel.
Yeah.
My daughter just had a baby, and she wasn't supposed to be able to get pregnant, but that's another story we'll talk after with that. Right. But
so, I mean,
you
the turtle
so
is.
You said that, Kathy.
Yeah.
Wasn't supposed to get pregnant either.
My daughter got less than 3% chance. I did shamanic ritual ceremony with pregnancy stuff. I mean, it was a very fast. I used a butterfly. I think of Dawn Newsome as a butterfly, as well as this lady, Ellie Crystal. She told me she saw a yellow butterfly. I've just always used a butterfly. Ashley loves butterflies, and that's rejuvenation and rebirth. And I just did a couple little things, and I told Ashley within but I got her permission. And I said, 7 days. And sure enough, 7 days on Mother's Day, she conceived. And Ashley Lee had Avery Lee. And it's just amazing because the feeling is just amazing when that baby's placed in your arms. Have you got any grandchildren?
This is my first. This is the first grandchildren in the family.
Girl, when that baby is placed in your arms, it's like every love that you... I had three children, so all the love of all three children went into that baby's at the same time at holding it. And my mother's love for me, my grandmother, all my relatives. Michael, there's the story of the castle with all the relatives and the love. Mm-hmm. Yes, my dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's her baby, her grandbaby. Chantel, I and Monique, I had a dream the other night, and I wake up, I just always tell Michael my dreams and then they unfold. But You know how Shannon's doing that vampire ball?
Yes.
Okay, listen to this. I was in a castle, and every relative, past generations to the very beginning of time, were in that castle, along with my present-day family, along with all the future family. And all I wanted to do was take a shower. That's all I wanted to do. I think I told you about this and when we first met, and it was odd that we spoke like that because we didn't even know each other, but I told you that I was taking a shower, and it ended up being the shower in my bathroom that I live in, this rain tree house now, and all of a sudden, all this blood just started coming all over me, out of me, and everywhere, but I was just pushing it out and just getting rid of it, and Michael said that the blood represented, shedding, cleansing, especially as well as being in the shower. That's all I wanted to do. And remember you told me about that that haunting that you went to, and how it was that the spirit was pulling on you, that lady with the rose?
Oh, yes, the Black Rose in the Ione Hotel, yes.
Okay, well, to me, ironically, here we are talking about all Michael's bringing up and your sister and the animals and everything, and be cautious, is because of the fact that there are so, Michael even said when I brought up, interviewing all of you guys, to be very careful to make sure that we all cleanse each, ourselves, because, go ahead, Michael, you tell that part, because that's the first thing you said to me was caution.
Wow.
It wasn't to them, but it was to the spiritual world.
Well, yeah, well, there is a spirit here. There is a message. Chantel, you would need to protect ground and cleanse more, because I feel like it's affecting your sixth chakra for some reason. I feel a little shaky or jerky for some reason with it. And I believe it's...
Which chakra is the sixth chakra, Michael?
The third eye.
Okay. Just for the active listening audience, I want, to clarify, because, the EVP and all that. So, a lot of people are just listening in for the first time.
Yeah. And the seventh chakra. But the seventh chakra is expanding. And
what is the seventh chakra?
That's the crown chakra.
Okay.
The head. Now, there's expansion there with added abilities. But the third eye isn't ready for it, so I'm getting a little confliction, and I believe that a partnership is going to develop or expand, or three other projects will be popping out of what you're working on now. And I would also increase my meditations. I believe that's all that really needs to be.
So funny you should say that, because the last ghost hunt that I did involve myself with was pretty scary, because the person, it wasn't an actual haunting. It may have been an actual haunting house, but it was more or less her mind was haunted.
Mm-hmm.
From all the books she had read, and she was probably...
Was this last Saturday? Was this last Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
And when I had suggested that she perhaps get rid of some of her things that were darker, that were, because she was really feeling like demons were coming out of the sky, ascending from the sky, she really felt that she was having demons attack her, and they were coming through the carpet, and she was seeing every book that she had ever read and every movie that she had ever watched. But she kept referring back to the year 2003, which I think her husband, I'm not sure, but maybe her husband had left her in 2003, so she wasn't able to cope with reality. But usually I'm able to go in there and pick it up and then, share with it. I felt that she needed to get rid of her... She didn't know what she was doing with some of the books, the Wiccan and the Ouija board and all this stuff that she was getting and having, making binding spells.
to try to bring back her husband that had left her in 2003.
Let me ask, who was it? Was it you or your sister that the 2003 situation was just discussed a moment ago?
That was me.
Okay.
Actually, no. That was 2003 was what happened to her with the turtle.
I know, but was that your sister? Before you even told the story, you brought up the year 2003.
That was not me. That was my sister.
Okay, your sister. So she's saying caution. It's like your sister perceives things to help you to open up as well, is what I'm seeing. It's like she is a part of, you know, telling you, that story goes with her caution, like with this lady.
Yes, I needed caution when I approached her, because when I said, maybe you should get rid of the Ouija board and maybe you should get rid of some of the darker books, she got very offended, and her other personality came out very violent. And I'm not expecting, you know, when I go into a ghost hunt to have the occupants looking for help, looking to get rid of, you know, the things that are coming towards them or haunting their heads and their minds and their homes. A lot of the times we go in there and the people actually feel like we did them a great service, and they're full of joy and they're happy, and we alleviated we validated them, and we alleviated their pain because of nobody believing them. This particular case, I couldn't do that because she was inviting.
It's kind of hanging with you, Chantel. You might want to do a little cleansing on a 6th and 7th chakra, or just let it normally wear off anyway. But
especially her being such an empath.
Yeah, and I do have a message for the sister before we run out of time.
Okay, hold on.
The sister's name?
Monique.
Monique.
Yes.
I
can't hear you, babe.
Can you hear me now?
I can't.
Hi, this is me.
All right. I'm getting an echo, but that's okay. I'll just say a feeling of victory and accomplishment of some kind coming to you. And it may be a business deal or a partnership. So be alert for that. And if you are in some type of tug of war or negotiations, it goes very well in your favor. And I feel like I want to invest in something or join into something, but I'm not sure. But it is a good deal and a good idea, and I do go along with it. So, and I want to say it plays out between now and September, whatever this may be. So it looks like I'm just... Spirit wanted you to know that you were moving forward with a lot of stalemates or business deals or accomplishments. So I just wanted to relay that to you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's always nice to have blessings and, you know, positive things inspired to.
That's beautiful.
No problem.
Her spirit is gorgeous. I mean, I'm overtaken by both of them. With just such a beautiful, gentle, empathic, caring, healing, spiritual family.
Well, thank you. It's a gift.
It's so great to meet you both.
I would like to hear, Chantel was a film producer, or?
She's a ghost hunter, and she works with Paul and Shannon. Paul works with Shannon, and is
okay.
I'm going to push Chantal on the line so she can talk about Shannon's ghost hunting and her experiences. I don't, just one moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Baba.
Hello, you wanted to know more about HPI?
Yes, because that's the, Shannon is the guest host next week, and that is who you work with, as well as Paul. That was our guest host last week. So you're kind of like the sandwich meat, you know, because you do the haunts and you bring the spirits and, you know, energy and do your energy balls and, you know, talk to them. And so this is really unfolding well. So we would like to hear a little bit about the company.
Her group is, she's incredible. She, gets us these really great places, like the Preston Castle or the Ryder Hotel, where the Eagles made the song Hotel California from. That's the hotel that inspired that.
Wow.
So the Sonoma Asylum. She knows all of the great places, and she's great. The team is very positive. Paul is very knowledgeable. There's a psychic artist that does sketches, so they kind of help the occupant, you know, is this what you're seeing? And then it kind of helps the group visualize. There's Jennifer Newell. She's a psychic that is with HPI. She has blown me away because she describes photographs of people before she even sees them, of the deceased. She is right on the money almost every time. There's a lot of great people and a lot of great energy. And Paul's a fabulous promoter of, you know, everybody in the group, of how, you know, he knows where to put the people, where their gifts are. Mm-hmm. So he's great at that.
Is there a contact info, a website, a phone number, or?
Yeah, they were headlined last week, Michael, and then Chantel, if you could give, that would be great. Thank you, Michael.
Why not plug it again?
Yeah, thank you, darling.
That's Hollywood, baby.
Yeah.
You know, so it's HPI. You can just Google Paul Del Roberts and read his millions of articles, and they have books out, HPI Chronicles, which is fabulous because it could take the reader, you know, moment by moment through each ghost hunt. They do a lot of, just through the web, they do scouting missions once a month. They usually do a scouting mission that's open to the public, which is great, and people get to come in and experience being ghost hunters for the first time, and a lot of people, that's part of their dream, just to be a ghost hunter just for a night. So they're great.
That's so great.
Shannon McCabe and Paul Del Roberts with HPI. You can Google and find out all about everything.
Well, I do know that Paul is reenacting his investigation at Fort Bragg tonight. We had like a little overlap there. It was at 4, and he was to be on air at 5 PST time in California. So his biography channel called My Ghost Story. And he's joined with Jennifer Newell and Sally Howard and Judy Radigeski tonight. Yeah. That's what happened and why Paul Roberts isn't with us this evening. Mm-hmm. So he promises to be back, and we were thinking of doing an October thing. But one question I've got is that when you're how many members are on your particular team?
We have 5,000 people that are associated with HPI, and when we go on different events, we've had over 100 people go to a scouting mission. We've had as little as 3 people. So it depends on, the area. It also depends on, I guess, the space. So some of our, hauntings are in apartments, so we can't get that many people in. But
when the tunnel surveil, I think there was 120 people that showed up.
Wow.
My goodness.
For one investigation.
There is a
75.
That is HPIparanormal.net that you can find the information with Shannon and Paul and you. And I would like to say that if you could just, we've got a little, maybe 5 minutes left, if you could share one of your favorite stories of a ghost hunt.
There's so many, but the one that I love was we were in Vallejo, and we were at a house that was actually made the coast to coast because it had the heart stone, the heart stone in the backyard, and it was on Indian burial ground, and it had the creek behind the house was the land of the Mystic Rocks, and behind there had all sorts of different rocks that fell and broke, and then there was a star inside and all sorts of different shapes. While we were walking verbally with our ears and also with our recorder, I was kind of playing around, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was just kind of being funny, I guess, and I was saying, I'm following you, and sort of flirting with the ghost. I don't know why. And verbally with our ears, the ghost said, well, hello there. And it sounded just like Joey.
You know what's so cool about that? Is I raised my children behind the Indian burial, Native American burial grounds, and I have a stone just like what you described. I gave it to my friend Wayne Lewis that was Chuck Norris's bodyguard and taught him how to do his martial arts, and it has a like a little flower in the middle of it. You know, it's really neat that you said they busted open, and I've gotten so many gifts there, and that's how I got on my shamanic path. That's really a neat story.
There's a lot of stories in our surrounding things. You could see a lot of, is that right before that turtle incident, we went to that huge swap meet in Oahu. It's like on Wednesdays, and they're just tons of vendors, hundreds and hundreds of vendors selling things. And one of the turquoise pieces, this was the day before what happened to me, there was a little turtle inside the turquoise piece and a woman's face. I didn't buy it, but I pointed it out, oh, look at the turtle. And everyone there also saw the turtle. But, so I think there are signs, I guess. Is it signs inside the things from nature?
Yeah, because all the animals, they mimic us. And you know, I'm a member of the wolf clan, and there is a turtle clan. And the turtles are, I just pulled up to see what it has to say about the turtle clan, but it is a mohawk. It's the mohawk, and the turtle symbolizes our entire earth, which is what I said about my, you know, piece that I made.
Yeah.
But just Google search the turtle clan, because that's probably your roots. You know, both your sister, because your sister is seeing the turtle too, and that's probably your ancestors there.
Now, our tribe is, I'm Comanche, so
wow.
I don't.
Wow, there. Okay. And,
you know,
we're Comanche mixed with other things, but that's my Indian tribe.
Right, so because I saw that you were probably in a, you know, the Native American clan because of pulling up that turtle so strong with both of you.
Mm-hmm. And everything is a message. Everything.
Do you know that the turtles I told you they were the first thing that came, you know, pun for the symbolizing also peace. Because if you think of the back of a turtle shell, okay, and then you think of a sand dollar, you think of a star, a sunflower, or any the honeycombs, they all have the same symbol on the back of them. You know, even a starfish, they have the hexagons there. And the first thing that I was gifted becoming, you know, grandmother wisdom was the turtle shell to use as burning my incense and stuff in. So that's pretty neat. Is there anything that you would like to close with? I hope that you get to call in next week when we interview Shannon.
Oh, great.
Shannon McKinney. It's Shannon.
You can also love her. You're going to love her. She's awesome.
Well, I can't wait. She is gorgeous, too. My goodness gracious alive.
Oh, gosh. She's gorgeous, personality fits.
And I'm going to tell you what. She is one sophisticated-looking lady. She's going to run the Vampire Ball October 2011. She's also going to Transylvania, I believe,
Romania.
Yeah, Transylvania. She's going to do a film there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
and
what
I know she's also going to Romania for her cause to help the animals over there. So I know she's really, she's got a heart that just loves animals. And she's,
yeah. Wow. Let's tell the active listening audience that next week you can Google www.shannonmccabe.com, Shannon McCabe. She's with HPIParanormal.net. We've been talking to Chantel, which is one of many that help along the way to communicate with the beyond that have passed over, the spirits, and Michael Goger, one of the most profound, metaphysical, intuitive, gifted souls I've ever met. And we've been talking to your sister, Monique. And with that, I want to thank you guys for being here with me on Bridging Wisdom. And I wanted to bid you all a good night. And thank you, Don and Doug Newsom and Seth. And this is July the 19th, 2011. We've been Bridging Wisdom with Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders, over and out. Bye-bye.
God bless.
God bless.